for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday afternoon, July the 4th, 2013. This is the 1 o'clock youth meeting. Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on the Boogeyman.
Father God, we thank you for this time. God, I thank you for each one of these kids. I thank you for what we've done already today. I thank you for the fun that we've already had. God, I thank you for the deliverance that has already come in this place this week. God, I thank you for each one of these children and each family that they come from, Lord. God, I just ask now that you would just let a supernatural peace fall in this room. God, we claim this room for you. God, I thank you for godly men like Kerna who are willing to come and teach these children about deliverance. God, I ask that you would, we bind up any spirit that is set free in this room. God, we ask that you send your warring angels to surround this room, that there will be nothing that escapes from this room, lest it go with you and go back into the abyss from where it came, bound and gagged. We thank you that we can ask that and that you'll do it. God, I thank you, and I give this time to Kerna in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
How many of you remember me from last year? Oh, that's good. That's good. That makes me feel good. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, thank you. Well, how many parents do we have with the kids today? Any parents? Okay. Oh, parents all in the back waving. Everybody, kids, everybody wave. Hello, parents.
Hello, parents.
Hello, parents. All right. Praise God. Oh, tell them again, little man. Hello, parents. Okay. Can we say another prayer? Okay, let's bow our heads. Holy Father, we pray you will bless these babies, bless these kids, bless these teenagers, Father. Bless the parents, Father. And God, with supernatural authority and supernatural anointing for these end times, that these kids may be able to lay hands to heal the sick, and these kids may be able to prophesy, Father. And these kids may be able to move in the ministry of deliverance and healing, Father. God, we pray for these kids that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will give them dreams and visions, show them things present and show them things to come, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to talk to you. What the age limit do I have from 6 to 18? 6 to 18, okay. All right, I want to talk to you. And I have a very funny subject. And it's going to make some of you laugh. The subject that I have is the boogeyman. He made me laugh on that. It's called the boogeyman. How many of you know that the boogeyman is a nickname for the devil? That's what the boogeyman does. There's a believer back there. Is that right? He says he knows that the boogeyman is a name for the devil. Is that right? All right. Let me share something with you. I have some definitions for you, and I want to be basic as I can. The boogeyman is also called boogeyman. B-O-G-I-E-M-A-N. Boogeyman. He's also called the boogeyman. B-O-O-G-E-Y-M-A-N. And there's another funny word called boogie, like boogie oogie, man. like boogie man. Now, to make a long story short, I want to say to the parents here first, I want to first look at my life. When my parents told me that if I misbehave, that the boogeyman would get me. And I'm speaking to the parents right now. In other words, my parents, and both of them are deceased, but I say this out of love, they opened a demonic portal or a demonic door by telling me that if you misbehave, then the boogeyman is going to get you. And let me say to the parents again, my parents, and I'm using myself, they open up a demonic door by telling me that if I misbehave, that a boogie-oogie man would get me. But what it did, parents, and I'm going to shift back to the children, it opened me up to seeing ghost-like figures. It opened me up to being having fear and pulling the covers over my face. It also opened me up to the paranormal, parents, to the point, well, I would see like a witch on the wall from the glare of the moon. And I had many tormenting fears because parents had told me that if I misbehave, that the boogeyman would get me. One of the most parents, I'm going to get back to the children, I guess one of the most scariest things for me, there was a man in the neighborhood, he would put his shirt over his head, and he would run through the neighborhood like he was a headless horseman. And he would run after us, of kids, and I was afraid of him, and it kind of frightened me a whole lot. Okay? Telling these children can open them up also for an imaginary playmate, which can be a demon. Now, I'm going to shift back to the children. Has any of you kids in here ever seen a boogeyman? Has any of you kids had an experience where you witnessed something, you thought it was a boogeyman, but you didn't tell mom or you didn't tell dad? Whoa, one, two, three, okay. Okay, all right. Let's start with you back there in the shirt right there. With it, right there. Can you tell me your experience? Come up. Tell you what, come up here and tell me your experience. He doesn't want to. Him, right there. Right there, right here. Yes, right there. Come up. Come up and tell me your experience. God bless you, brother. Give me a hug first, man. All right.
One time, I was in my room. Yeah, my parents never say that to me, but I watched a scary movie and I shut down. And I did, and that really opens up. When you watch those, it shows the power of evil and not the power of good. So it's setting you up to be afraid of the power of evil. And, I was in my room. It was nighttime, I was getting ready to sleep. And pitch black, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And I got this strong presence of something. You ever felt that before? Like, something was there. And my door slammed shut, and then I put my covers over my head. I was like, Lord, save me. I was like, that's about it. And then I prayed that. I said, in the name of Jesus, devil, get behind me. Demons, get behind me. I command you, because God has power. You're weak. And I said, amen. That's it. It was done.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Did you hear what he said? He said that he went through a paranormal experience where the doors were slamming, where he could sense a demonic presence, as well as pulling the covers over his head. But something he said that really touched my heart. He said, I took authority. Isn't that good? I took authority over the devil. He took authority over that demonic presence. And he commanded Satan to do what? Get thee behind me. And Satan did what? He went away. Okay? All right. The other young man. Come up here, little brother. Give me a hug, man. Oh, he hit me like a punk.
I was listening to secular music and on my headphones, and I thought it was about midnight, and I knew I wasn't supposed to be listening to secular music, and I thought I heard someone open the door. Like, I'm in the back of the house and laying in my bed, and I thought I heard the door open. I'm hearing stuff. I'm crazy. And, we have wooden floor, and I heard footsteps going down the hallway, and I was getting really scared at that point. I was like, I don't think I'm hearing stuff. And, I saw, like, a dark figure, like, the outline. Like, what do you call that? Shadow. Well, it was, like, the outline. Yeah, of a figure, like a tall figure standing there, and I was trying to say Jesus, and like something, like it felt like he was choking me, like I couldn't, yeah, like I couldn't breathe, my throat was closing up, I couldn't breathe, and I kept on trying to say Jesus, and I couldn't say it, and I finally said Jesus, and it went away. I was sitting there. I took the headphones out, turned it off, sat there, and I was amazed, and I told God thank you for helping me, and I went back to sleep, and I've listened to secular music ever since then, and I've been fine.
Isn't that a blessing? Look what he said. He said he was listening to secular music, and it opened a demonic portal, a demonic door, and then he started having some manifestation, doors opening, he started hearing footsteps, okay? And then he also said about something was trying to choke him. But look what he also said. He said, tried to say in the name of Jesus. That tells me he understood his authority. Is that right? Over the paranormal, he understood that this demonic being that I've opened the door for, you have to submit to the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. But once he said he was able to get it out, then this paranormal entity or this demonic being turned him loose. Isn't that good? Now, that was the third hand I saw raised. There was one more. It was three people that raised their hand. Come on, baby.
Well, one time I was in my room, and it was kind of dark outside. And I heard these kind of footsteps in my room. And I was really scared. And I prayed to Jesus a little bit. And then they were gone, and I couldn't hear them again. And that's it.
Well, thank you. She's very authoritative, huh? Okay, all right, we're going to get with you. Did you hear what she said? She said she thought she heard some footsteps, but I like what she said. She took authority. She said, what? I prayed to Jesus. And then you said, you thought it was footsteps, right? But when you prayed to Jesus, did it vanish? Amen. All right. Isn't that good? Come on, brother.
one time at my friend's house, I spent the night, and he went into the other room, and I was just laying on his bed, and the door just went boom and slammed shut. And then he comes back in, he goes, "What happened?" I go, "I don't know." And then we sat there and we looked at, we opened the door and we set it back out and we went on his bed. And the door, it would move, and then it'd go boom, slam shut again. And so he goes, "I don't know if there's a breeze or something." And all the windows were shut. And so he opens it a third time, and it just pretty much, it did the same thing, and it went bam, slammed shut again. And then after that, we heard the air conditioner, like someone was turning the knob, like tick, 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 and then it just turned on. And then he went over there and he shut it off because it wasn't supposed to be on. And then he sat down, and then the heater just, like someone flipped the switch and it was like, and then all you hear was murr, and then the heater went on. And then he said, "I don't want to go out there because, you know, this is starting to freak me out." And so we're just sitting in his room, and from his room there's a bathroom right here, and the door opens in the bathroom and the light turns on. And then at that point he runs over there, flips the light off, and then shuts the door, and then he slams his door shut and locks it so it won't open or close or anything. And then we just like hid in his room until the next day.
Yeah. All right. Come on, give him a clap. Did you hear what he said? Let me see if I can cover some of that. The air conditioner went tick, tick, tick. Is that right? Then he talked about the door slamming and the lights coming on, and they broke out and ran. Hit a new room, right? Okay. From now on, we want you to take authority. Is that right? You say, "Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus," right? "And I command you to go." So from now on, don't run and hide. Just take authority, right? Or go get an adult, or run and get a grown up. All right. Now, before I get back shift to the parents again, let me ask everybody here, that I want to ask the question that I asked last time. Does anybody here have an imaginary playmate? Does anybody here, when mom and dad is working, or you in your room alone, there's an imaginary friend? Okay, come stand right here, please. Stand right there. We're going to ask you some questions. Come on, brother. Stand right here, please. Come on, brother. Is there anybody else? You have an imaginary friend or imaginary playmate that comes in your room at night. Can anybody be honest and tell you the truth? Sometimes these playmates will tell you, "Don't say nothing, don't tell anyone." But can anybody be truthful with us? Okay? All right, we're going. I want you to tell us about your imaginary playmate, please.
Well, he has funny ears. And he has a body of a lizard.
He has a body of a lizard. Okay, hold on a second. He has a lizard body. He has fingers. Okay.
Bunny ears. Is it bunny ears? Yeah, bunny ears.
He's got bunny ears.
He's blue with purple polka dots.
Blue, purple, polka dots. Okay. Tell me some more.
Well, when I'm scared, he helps me. He says, "Just pray to Jesus."
He helps. He tells the bunny rabbit, tells you to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's my best friend.
And he's your best friend. When does he come around?
Usually on night times when I have bad dreams. He just goes in my mind and just makes me not scared anymore.
Do you see him visually? Does he appear as a person? Or
he just appears as the...
Where's mom and dad? Where's your mother and father? Does he come around when your mom and dad are there?
No, he's like on the nighttime when...
Oh, only in the nighttime. Okay. What time of night does he come around?
Like 7:30 when we go to bed, something.
Okay. Does he tell you any bad things? Does he tell you any bad things?
No, I don't think so, no.
And he doesn't. Okay. What's his name? Does he have a name?
No, I haven't named him yet.
Thanks for telling us about... I'm going to give him a name. You say he looks like a lizard. I'm going to give him a name. Reptilian. Okay. We got to get back with Mom. We got to get back with you. Okay. Tell us about your imaginary friend.
He's got iguana ears and...
What kind of ears is
it? Iguana.
Iguana? Okay,
and a tail like a dog.
He travels like a dog?
A tail
like a dog. Okay.
And his body is made out of a lizard.
Okay. Tell us some more.
And whenever I feel like something's gonna come in inside my body and destroy me, he tells me pray to God because he's the only one who's the strongest and powerfulest. And he can take that guy away and put him out. Make him stay out.
Oh. All right, is there anything, has he ever told you something good to do? Tell us what bad thing he's told you to do. Has he ever told you anything bad to do?
No, he's told me, like, to do something like when you're alone, just, sit on your bed until they come back. When you hear footprints, if someone walks in, tries to get in your room going, trying to get in, and it's locked, and if the other door's not locked and you don't know that, and they come in, and if you're not praying that it won't get you, then, if it's, like, big, then, and your dad's on the computer and he doesn't know that the door opened, and then, then he can, sneak in there and get me, and then he told me to, get through that other door that is unlocked, and then you would tell your dad, and then your dad will, tell the cops, and then the cops will get there and then take him away.
Well, thank you so much. Come on, everybody, give him a...
That was so kind of him. Is that right? Isn't that good? I think those three are calling later for prayer. Okay. Now, we're going to shift one more time. And we're going to shift towards the parents. To the few parents that we have here. I want to talk to the parents right now. Parents, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And many of you are familiar with Proverbs, what's that, 18? When we say things like the boogeyman will judge misbehavior, or when we say things like the boogeyman will get you because of misbehavior, you're opening again a demonic portal. You're opening portals of the demonic for infiltration by demonic reptilian spirits. Okay? And I want to say to the parents, I compiled a list of manifestations, and I've heard about three of them, as the kids came up, from parents who have said to their child, the boogeyman or some ghost-like figure is going to get you. Number one, objects moving around by themselves. Kids that have experienced that. Objects disappearing and being found again as porting. Objects may disappear or be found in another location, teleporting. objects may disappear and be found where they originally were. Or objects may come from nowhere, which is airports. Knocking, you've heard that. Banging, pounding may be heard in the house or in just one room. And I'm talking to the parents. Objects may fly around the room as with unseen hands. When you tell the child, the boogeyman is going to get you, and you open the demonic portal. Religious articles disappear or are destroyed. Animal growls may be heard. Scratching sounds or foul odor may come into the room because you have opened a demonic portal with a spoken word curse. What about orbs? Orbs are in the paranormal, orbs are strange lights flickering around the room. You know, not all lights are angels, holy angels. Orbs are demonic lights. What about furniture moving on its own? The sofa, the chairs. Because you open that portal. Is that right? And I'm going back to myself. I love my parents. They're deceased. But when they used to tell me that it opened, it sort of traumatized me. It opened me up to fear. So I started seeing vaporous apparition, demonic entities, pulling covers and just going through so many changes. What about sightings of people or dark shadows? And it's amazing, even before you knew about my list, I just heard it spoken from the babies. What about odd-looking creatures? I have that right there. Is that right? They told us of the guy. There was that the gecko lizard, the gecko. Want to sell that insurance? Gecko. Okay. All right. Well, but these kids weren't talking about the ones selling insurance. They just said it's a lizard. Okay. Electrical appliances. We heard that. Look at it being turned on and off. Spontaneous fires. Glasses break for no reason. Sudden temperature changes in the room. A person may suddenly become cold when the temperatures are remaining constant. Feelings of being watched. Somebody's watching me. Or disturbances when you attempt to pray. Or maybe sexual assaults on that child. You know, by telling the boogeyman, you're conjuring or invoking a boogie-oogie man in the kid's language. Is that right? What about maybe levitation and so forth like that, and opening these demonic portals? And parents, I'm speaking to you out of love, and I'm not being... Please forgive me if I appear to be in any other way but love and compassion for the kids. Is that right? The Bible says open rebuke is better than what? Secret love. Is that right? And I just want to tell the parents that. Now I want to shift back to the children. Okay? Children, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but we just want to know because we're going to pray for the kids as well as the parents when this is over. Has anybody in here, a parent or grandma, someone ever told you that the boogeyman would get you? Everybody looking at everybody else, but I'm going to ask you again. Kids, are you comfortable with saying to us, well, has anybody, I'm going to ask one more time, and then I'm going to move. Has anybody in here ever been told that if you misbehave, the boogeyman is under the bed, or the boogeyman is in the closet, or the boogeyman is going to come and out and get you? Has everybody been told that? Someone else's turns. Okay. All right. We're going to break that curse off of you. What's over? Help me remember those three. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Praise God. How many of you kids brought your Bible? I want to show you a Bible verse. And when I show you the verse, we're going to get ready to begin to pray. We're going to ask the parents, can we pray for them first? In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, that's Luke chapter 10, verse what? 19. The Bible says, behold, I have given you authority. Behold, I have given... Kids, I want you to hear this because this applies to you also as well as the teens. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. I want to say to the kids here, the next time you have an imaginary playmate, tell the parent, tell mom, tell dad. Is that right? If mom and dad is not home, Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, has given you authority and given you power. When that imaginary friend's going around, you can say, take your little finger here, the finger of God, and say, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to go. I want every kid to repeat after me. Say, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you to go. All right. How many of you can remember that? All right. Let me hear you say it again. And I command you to do what? And the power of the Holy Spirit will cause that imaginary playmate that's not of God will cause it to go. Okay? All right. Parents, shift again. How many parents do we have? We had about five here. Is that right? I pray that you were touched by what was said. And because of the time, we would love to get with the first three kids, probably over here, and the parents. Is that right? Can those first three kids come up first, and we're going to sit you over here so we can pray with you? Just two kids, I'm sorry. The two. Okay. Okay, let's get the reptilian, the imaginary playmates. Let's get those two over here. Here, he's smart. He helped me. He put me in line. He said, I'm confused, man. Come over there with them. We got to play. And thank God to their parents. Now, we have another two that were talking about. Well, we'll just break that curse off. We'll just break all that off. Okay, but we want to pray for them alone. Okay? All right. Doing okay? Okay, keep me straight with the kids now. Keep me. All right. Parents, I want to say to you, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Parents, would you rather prefer time out over the spoken word curse of the boogeyman opening the demonic portal? Parents, you already know, I think time out is most preferable. Is that right? All right, because when we do that, we open up a demonic portal. Father, I pray for the parents. And I pray for any guardian or any grandparents or any auntie that may have spoke the spoken word curse of the boogeyman. I pray conviction on their heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray the Holy Spirit begin to minister to them, Lord, that they will loosen to the lives of these children words of peace and happiness and joy in Jesus Christ's name. All right. To the kids over here. And I like what you said about secular music. Hip-hop can be demonic. Rock and roll can be demonic. Hello. What's that? Punk, heavy metal, punk rock. Oh, there's a lass over there on that one. It can be demonic. It can open a demonic portal, like the young man came up and said. He was listening to the music, and then demons starts tampering with air conditioners, footsteps, and a lot of doors slamming. It can be demonic. Jay-Z, Beyonce are not role models. Kanye West, mind control program, but anyway, Kanye West is not a role model. The Beastie Boys, or am I late? Am I old fashioned? What's the guy's name that was on the BET Awards? A lot of that stuff is lust. It's not of God. Worldly. Okay? And you can open up portals. I like what he said about that music. Listen, be careful what you listen to. We should be willing to listen to praise and worship and godly music. Is that right? Okay, kids? All right. I want all the kids to repeat after me, and then we're going to be able to release you so we can pray. Kids, you okay? You still love me? All right. Kids, repeat after me. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this day I have authority over the enemy. I have authority over demons. Because Jesus Christ lives on the inside of me. So I can take authority over imaginary playmates, demonic manifestations in my home, knockings at my doors, footsteps, animal sounds, temperature changes, strange voices, spirits that may enter my room, pulling my covers, any type of demonic activity, I have authority over it. And if it get beyond my authority, I will tell my parents. In Jesus' name, amen. Now give the Lord a prayer. Amen. I'm sorry, I forgot about the other three. Okay, those are the three that came up. Stand up with me. Just stand up right there. Okay. Repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Galatians chapter 3 says Christ has redeemed me from the curse. So I break all curses of the paranormal, of demonic portals that I have may open, or my parents may have opened, by secular music, through sin, or through spoken word curses, in the name of Jesus. Do your hand like this. I break that off of my life. In the name of Jesus. And I command these spirits to go. Say this. I make a covenant today that I will listen to praise and worship. I will listen to godly music. And I will study my word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right.
All right. Teenagers, y'all ready to go swimming? Yeah. Bye.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.